It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker-to-tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in on this Friday night, pulling you closer to Saturday morning. Okay, I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. I've been here for 2 hours already. 2 + 2 = 4. And I didn't need ChatGPT to tell me that. I get started every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. We've already had a busy, busy night. Thank you so much to the NFL's all-time leading rusher, Emmitt Smith, for joining us last hour. If you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You don't have the free Odyssey app? Download the free Odyssey app. Do you see a theme here? It's free. F-R-E-E. Get the Odyssey app. Thank you to Emmitt Smith for joining us. Emmitt isn't the only thing we discussed. We talked about that Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, who, depending on who you ask, either got fired or decided to resign after he was found to have kind of scoped out quite a few teams. A lot of them. Buying tickets to 35 games at 17 different stadiums to go out there and scout opponents in person before Michigan took them on, which is illegal. You're not supposed to do that. You know, utilize your flat screen TV to do that. Don't show up and video record anything or try to scout. Or in the case of, Mr. Stallion, let me not say that ever again, Connor Stallions, don't put on a hat and sunglasses and scout the opponent on their own sidelines. That's really cheating. So we'll see what happens with Michigan. I think Jim Harbaugh will ultimately end up coaching for Mark Davis with the Raiders. I think that's going to happen. Deion Sanders making his own coaching change. Former NFL head coach and offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur will now be calling the plays out at Colorado as they get ready to take on Oregon State. We talked about the NBA tournament. And this is kind of wild. The NBA in-season tournament, still stupid name, tonight's the first night of it. And the games have actually been ridiculously competitive. More competitive than anything I could think of for a regular season game this early in the season, being that we are sitting on November 3rd, the games tonight have been just close. Warriors get by the Thunder, 141-139. Nets beat the Bulls, 109-107. Heat, 121 over the Wizards, 121-114. The Knicks and the Bucks, 5-point difference, 110-105, the Bucks win. Same thing, Pacers, Cavs, 5-point difference, 121-116. And even a game being played right now, the Grizzlies, who have yet to win a game, they have 85 points, the Blazers 84. And we got one blowout, if we want to call it that, still relatively early. The Nuggets are beating the Mavs on ESPN 98-81. And so just maybe this in-season tournament is good. I mean, the players are playing. Each team gets like a $18 million pot to split. It's about $500,000 for every player. And then it's the same thing for the coaching staff. So, look, a battery got put in the players' backs, and I guess they're finally invested. They want that money. Not everybody's running around making $50 and $60 million a year. Look, half a mil is not bad. Some of these guys run through their money. It's kind of wild here. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We talked about Cowboys-Eagles, and I do want to get to another game that I am very interested in seeing, and that happens to be the Chiefs and the Dolphins. That should be a good one. But before we do that, we have Brandon calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brandon?
Hi, I just have like an old fart perspective. I personally think it's new, it's different, and I kind of am looking forward to the whole kitschiness of it, but I can understand and see how people who are just maybe a little bit older than me will look at it as
Brandon, it being what? What are you referring to?
I'm sorry, I'm talking about the tournament.
Okay, go ahead.
Basketball tournament. Yeah, I can see where people, I'm almost there. I'm like on the border of like old farts, but I can see where they may look at it as a ploy to motivate coddled athletes to perform their contracted duties. Like they need extra incentive to perform like their regular professional duties. I can see where some people a little older than me, they look at it like it's a money grab for these athletes who are making all this money to play a game, and they need extra motivation because they're so spoiled and coddled. It's like going to the prom with the prom queen's cute cousin with a great personality, you know. That's just my perspective, you know.
Say that again. It's like going to the prom
with the prom queen's cute cousin with a great personality. You know?
She's ugly. Yes, no. Well, Brandon, help me out.
What's that?
Hold on. Hold. Don't go nowhere, Brandon. Let me figure this out with Shep. I'm a little slow sometimes. Shep, is he saying I went to the prom? Not me personally.
Right.
He is saying it's like going to the prom with the pretty prom queen's cousin who has the great personality, which means that the cousin is ugly, right?
In so many words.
Yes.
I think Brandon is making a legitimate point where people who are old school will not appreciate this and see it as a gimmick. I think Brandon should have stopped there instead of making all these prom and cousins of prom queens analogies.
Well, let's ask Brandon about his prom experience.
Oh, I'm curious to feel that.
Hey, Brandon, how was your prom date? Do you remember?
I wasn't cool enough to go to prom. I was probably working at White Hen or something. I just made a analogy. I don't know how, you know,
okay.
Do you mind if I say something quickly? Brandon, just so you know,
yes,
it is not indicative of you being cool or not whether you went to prom. The fact that you chose to work that night and do something for your future instead of getting drunk in the back of a limo speaks to how cool you actually are. Don't say that about yourself, man.
Well, I was just trying to make an analogy.
Fine. You know. No, we understand that. Hey, Brandon, guess what? I didn't go to prom either.
Me neither.
Does it make you feel better, Brandon?
Sure. Absolutely. I appreciate you saying that. And yes,
I didn't. I'm not lying. I didn't go to prom. I had graduated already, so I didn't go.
Well, that's all I have, and I thank you
for
taking the call, and I will definitely continue listening. You have a wonderful weekend.
You as well, Brandon. You be cool,
thank
man.
You.
Thank you so much. Shep, what did he say? He didn't go to prom because he was working?
Yeah, working at the Hen. I don't know what the Hen is. I'm going to assume it's some kind of fast food establishment. And, like, you know.
It could be a strip club. The Hen?
You just heard how he sounded. I don't think that guy, the way he came off, with very little confidence, no disrespect.
Oh, ouch.
He was not.
Whoa.
Well, JR, like he was making like good points, and then he was doubting himself in the middle of making those points. Like if Brandon from Chicago was listening right now, when you got something good to say, like stand by it. Like go with your convictions. Don't be stumbling over yourself and feel like, You got to be tentative with your points.
No, he didn't stumble over himself. I just didn't understand
the
ugly girl reference at the prom.
Because he got in his head when he was making that point. Like he should have made the point and been succinct about it, and then not tried to be all cutesy with it. And I think Brandon got his own way in that phone call.
It's okay. One thing that I understand his point, and yeah, of course, I agree with him. There are a lot of people who are not going to like the tournament because they find it to be gimmicky. Sure, yeah, I mean, the NBA is a business. Like, they want to be gimmicky. Whether you want to call it gimmicky or marketing, I don't find it so much to be a money grab for the players, but more so a money grab for the fans. Like, you want to attract fans. How do you attract fans? It doesn't matter if the players play or want to play or they need a battery in their back to play or they need another $500,000 to play, you want to have fans invested. And if the players aren't invested, why should the fans be invested? And I got to tell you, just by looking at the games tonight, there's added interest. The crowds look hot. The games tonight have been very, very close. If the games are going to be like this, if it's going to be a quote-unquote playoff atmosphere for the next month on Tuesdays and Fridays, then please find me a reason and a way where this would not be a success. I understand there's always plenty to complain about when it comes to the players, when it comes to the amount of money that they make. But man, if the games are going to be good, that's what the league wants. What's the problem? They're making money hand over fist. Rhode is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, JR? How's it going?
Good.
This is the chess guy here.
Good. What's
up? How are you?
Hello, you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to make a quote from Bob at Night here, which has hung with me in my whole life.
He said what?
He said, dumb loses. What?
Ro, are you okay? You multitasking? Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you doing?
Probably playing chess.
Okay, he said that dumb.
No. I don't care what Bobby Knight said. What are you doing?
Okay, I was on the internet. I'm sorry.
What are you looking at on the internet? Tell us. I want to know.
Okay, I was playing a chess game. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I knew it. I said it, JR. I said Rhode is playing chess while he's talking to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Are you playing a computer or are you playing another human?
Computer.
I hope the computer whoops your ass, okay? I hope you lose.
Okay,
now forget the stupid computer for – hey, hold on a second.
Okay.
Rhode, did you just hear Emmett Smith last hour? Did you hear me talk to Emmett Smith?
Yeah, I heard
Did you hear the part where Emmett Smith said, we as people probably spend too much time in our phones and technology? Did you hear him say that?
I didn't hear that part exactly.
Yeah, because you were playing chess. Listen to the interview. Now, do me a favor. Stop playing chess.
Okay.
And tell me what the hell you want to say. Talk to me.
Okay. I wanted to make a comment about Bobby Knight.
I understand that. Say it.
He said that dumb loses more than smart wins. And here, that's a quote of his that's always hung with me throughout my life.
Well, thank you, Rhode. Is there anything else that you would like to contribute or say off of that? Or, I mean.
Okay, and also the gentleman who was talking about it's a game. Here, when you get to the higher levels of anything like chess or basketball or football, it's a life, it's not a game. And here to get good, you got to give your life up, you know, for certain things.
Okay, yeah, I hear that. I hear that, Rhode. And thank you for calling from. You going to get back to playing chess?
Yeah, I probably will.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You as well. I'm going to respond to what you just said. Thank you, Rhode. Rhode, yes, this is a game, and for a lot of NBA players, this obviously is their occupation. This is their life. But there are a lot of dudes who don't have their heart in it. There are a lot of NBA players where this game, playing basketball, is just a job. And I'm not talking about Nikola Jokic. I'm talking about in a general sense. There are a lot of dudes who play the game of basketball who don't have their full heart into it. It is just a job, and they do it because of the amount of money that they can make and their physical talents and skill sets. So don't for a second believe that every athlete that you sit down and watch absolutely loves the game that they play on the same level. And that's just the fact. There's a lot of money involved. A lot of dudes who ain't there. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Got to say, great show, great interview with Emmett. Just heard the very end. But I got to tell you, I had preconceived thoughts about Wembanyama. This man is special. You got LeBron. Basketball's great right now, like you said. It's at an all-time high. I think you or Shep said it. But I got to ask you about Harbaugh real quick. Can he change the narrative with all the cheating? If he goes out and wins the next 3, 4, 5 games, whatever there's left in the tournament or the season, will that change the dynamic?
No, because I think there have been enough self-imposed suspensions. And I went through this, whether he is deciding to quit and return, whether he's trying to take other job interviews, whether he's defending his coaches. There's always something going on. And so even if they go out and win the national championship, the next thing will be, he has a clear exit to leave now that he helped deliver a title. And he leaves despite winning a title through a cheating scandal. Now he gets to move to the NFL and kind of leave that scandal behind. So, no, I don't think there's anything. There's no magic eraser for his tenure at Michigan. There's none. None.
Very good. Hey, love you, everyone. Agents of Inclusion, go for your dreams.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you for calling from Michigan. And, yeah, he mentioned Victor Wembanyama. 38 points last night. We talked about this on the air. And I saw even more photos today of Victor Wembanyama shooting over Kevin Durant, which sounds nuts to say. And everybody, I don't want to say was in awe of him, but everybody was just like, well, damn. Kevin Durant talked about him after the game, and he had nothing but positive words for him. Listen.
He's his own player person. He's going to create his own lane. He's much different than anybody who's ever played. And you can try to compare, but he's going to carve out his own lane. We both skinny, and I'm sure he said he watched me growing up, but he's his own player. I don't think I'm sure he watched so many great players in the league and try to emulate just about everybody. You could tell in his enthusiasm for the game, you know, you could tell that through the TV and playing against them.
It's crazy. Whoever, I don't remember who said it. It might have been Giannis or I don't know. Somebody at one point, before he even got into the league, said Victor Wembanyama is a combination of both Kevin Durant and Rudy Gobert, and he's taller and longer. And it's just like, no, impossible. He can't be.
There was Giannis, by the way, Jerry. You're right.
Giannis said that.
Yep.
And it's like, he looks that way. It's nuts. Devin Booker continued on. And Devin Booker's just like, man, we ain't seen nobody like this dude before.
He's an unbelievable talent. You know, I think everybody knows that. And just trying to figure out what he is because we've never seen him before. So we got him early in the season. You know, hopefully next time we play him, we can make some adjustments to make it tougher on him. But, you know, he has an advantage being 7'4 and being able to shoot over everybody. So just finding different ways to make it tough on him. But he had a hell of a night.
My apologies to Emmett Smith, who is encouraging me to put my phone down more. I was watching Victor Wembanyama. I'm walking through my house today, and I'm looking at Victor Wembanyama highlights on my phone, and I am laughing out loud. I'm looking at the highlights, and I'm going, ain't nobody supposed to be doing this. I text my brother, and I said, do you see this crap? I said, every single one of these highlights right here, they look fake. Like, these Victor Wembanyama highlights don't even look like, they don't look real. But they are. He makes no sense. I hope more than any other player that I've ever watched, I just hope he stays healthy. Because if he stays healthy, we are looking at a problem. a creative player, a dude who has come from outer space, a dude that Giannis accurately described as Kevin Durant offensively, Rudy Gobert defensively, and oh yeah, he stands tall over both of them, makes absolutely no sense. If Victor Wembanyama is the next evolution of what a basketball player may look like, and I'm not expecting every dude to now be 7'4 and dribbling around, that'd be stupid. What the hell comes after him? What is the next, or is he a, he has to be a once in a lifetime.
But JR, I want Devin Booker to be careful when he talks about Victor Wembanyama, because he made reference to he can just shoot over everybody else. Last time I checked, Ralph Sampson was 7'4". Rick Smits was 7'4". Yao was 7'5". Sean Bradley was 7'6". George Mirosan.
Yao was 7'6", that big old giant.
Right. And so the point is, JR, there have been 13 other guys in NBA history that have been 7'4" or taller. Victor, his skill level is so far ahead of every one of those individuals 7'4" or taller, the 13 guys that have played in the NBA prior to Victor, and he's still just a teenager, JR. I don't want people to think, well, he's taller than everybody else. Look, JR, we talked about Kristaps Porzingis now for a decade. He's an inch shorter than Victor Wembanyama, and Victor right now is more exciting than Kristaps Porzingis.
Shep, I don't think anybody thinks that.
Man. Okay, good. Because when he said that, he's like, well, he can shoot over everybody else. Well,
nah,
Devin, there's other guys in the league that are that
look,
size,
no,
too.
Nobody, I don't think anybody thought that.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. That's
no.
Okay.
You'd have to be a complete idiot to think that. Look, Devin Booker didn't mean anything by that.
Good.
Of course
he
can shoot.
It's a little bit sour grapes-esque, but okay, good.
No, it's not. Of course he can shoot over everyone. The idiot, what's that guy's name? Dylan Brooks said that, and he meant to say it to be an idiot.
Gotcha.
Ain't nobody looking at Victor Wembanyama just thinking he could shoot over him.
Well, he also called LeBron 40, and LeBron then dropped 40 on him. So.
Well, Kevin Durant can also just shoot over everybody, but I think anybody with two eyes can look at Victor Wembanyama and then just see how special he is. Fingers crossed that he stays healthy. I want to see this dude have – I don't know if we got him for 5 years or 10 years or 13. Man, I don't know. Is his body built to last for 20? I have no idea. He could be once in a lifetime, and I just hope to see so much more of him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. In the NFL – we might be looking at something this season for the first time ever. We might have a wide receiver haul in 2,000 yards. I'm going to tell you about someone who's getting close to it. He's going to be playing in Germany this upcoming Sunday. His name is Tyreek Hill. We'll hear from him on the other side of the break, and then we'll talk about this matchup between the Chiefs and the Dolphins. Oh, yeah. That's Tyreek Hill's old team. We'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR, man? I listen to your show every night, man. I tell you what, man, you miss your calling, bro. You miss your calling as a comedian. You are a funny dude, man. I don't mean that in no disrespect, but you are truly funny.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. This is going to be fun. We got football in Europe on Sunday, right? I mean, you can wake up on Sunday and you can watch football all damn day. And it starts off in Frankfurt. Frankfurt Stadium out in Germany. I love Frankfurt. I love Frankfurt. I love Cologne. I love the Rhine. I love the food. I like the drinks. I love the Christmas markets. If you ever want to go to Germany, go in December. But that's besides the point. We got the Chiefs. And we got the Dolphins. We got two teams that very well might see each other in an AFC championship game. And oh yeah, by the way, this is going to be the first time that Tyreek Hill takes on his former team. The Miami Dolphins, as far as I know, I think they've been in Germany since Tuesday. And the Kansas City Chiefs just got there a couple of days ago, straight business trip Coach Mike McDaniel already made his, he already said, listen, I want to show up and I want our guys to not just think about football. And so I don't want to say that whoever wins this is going to be in a dominant position here in the AFC. We know this isn't the same Chiefs offense since Tyreek Hill left. I mean, quite frankly, their offense right now is ranked 12th in the entire NFL. The Chiefs defense, especially their pass defense, has pretty much led the way. Not that I believe that they'll stop Tyreek Hill, who already has 1,014 yards to go along with 8 touchdowns through 8 games. He is on pace at this point to break Calvin Johnson's record of 1,964 yards. No receiver in NFL history has ever hauled in more than 2,000 yards. And yes, we know the players today now have the benefit of playing 17 games. And so, Dolphins, Chiefs, I think it'll be a track meet. It'll be a fun game to watch. We know that Patrick Mahomes playing still at a high level, but not in an MVP level as he was last year. I'm going to pick the Dolphins to win this game out in Germany. I mean, there have already been conversations about playing in Germany. I know Marquez Valdez-Scantling, not too happy to have to travel over to Europe. He understands the business element of it, but it would have preferred to play at home. And after losing, by the way, the Chiefs losing to the Denver Broncos 24-9, they're going to want to turn things around. So both teams here got something to play for. Andy Reid said, yeah, we trying to bounce back from that ugly loss.
When you don't play well, I think all the guys were frustrated. And that's what's going to help make us better. So, you got to work through it. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, they got to work through it. I know Tyreek Hill, he's looking, I don't want to call it revenge because, damn it, the guy got paid. He's making $30 million a year. What you beefing about? But Tyreek Hill, he has no problem playing in Germany. He don't care. Listen to him.
It doesn't really matter where we play at. I mean, obviously, it would have been great to play in KC, but it really doesn't matter where we play at. You feel me? They're going to get this work wherever, though. Look, y'all ready to use that.
Oh, okay. I wonder if anybody in Germany asked him about that, but maybe not. I like the Dolphins here, man. But this is my overall concern with the Dolphins throughout. Just the rest of the year or even in the postseason, they have a propensity to just give up points. And I mean, it's going to happen. When you're scoring and you give the ball back to the other team, there's a chance that they're going to go ahead and get into the end zone as well. I just think that there's the defense. I'm not all sold on it. Like, we can all score and score and score. Go ask Mike D'Antoni how that works out. And that's a completely different sport. This should be a fun one. I don't know who the hell will win. I'm just going to go ahead and pick the Dolphins. I do think, all things considered, Tyreek Hill is going to look to go out there and have an amazing game. But would anybody be shocked if Patrick Mahomes is helping to score or leading a game-winning drive? No, not at all. So we should look forward to some football starting in the morning time. I'm going to be paying attention. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Brent is calling from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, JR. This is Brent Lyons, and I'm a big fan, and I just love you very much.
Thank you. I love you too, man. What's up?
No, very simple. What Brandon was saying about a white hen. Remember white hen?
The guy who called who said he didn't go to his prom, right?
Correct. I want to explain what white hen means.
Uh-oh. Is it going to get me kicked off the radio?
No.
Okay,
white
go for
hen,
it.
Okay, yeah. White hens is like a 7-Eleven, a convenience stores, a chain of convenience stores in Chicagoland area.
Oh, great. I mean, yeah, Shep said he was at work. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, sure, but 7-Eleven bought him out. Like about a decade ago, but Whitehead was the alternative.
So he was turning Frankfurters.
Probably the service counter. Yeah, right. But they were just like 7-Elevens, and 7-Elevens bought them out.
Yeah. I know Frankfurters. Hey, thank you, Brent. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I want to clarify that's a Chicagoland iconic brand that I wanted to tell you about. So
it's like that McDonald's on Ohio, right? What's that big McDonald's with the tree downtown? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Is it still there, right?
I think so.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brent. Appreciate you, man. Go Bears, right? Go Bears?
Go Bears.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Brent. Oh, C-Shop, did you know that he was? You were right. He was flipping Frankfurters. I didn't know that.
I had a feeling.
You got a feeling. Hey, this is a random question. Shep, you've seen The Simpsons, of course, right?
Oh, who hasn't?
I don't know. Emmanuel Barbari, have you seen The Simpsons? Have you? Yes?
Yes, I have. But I wouldn't recall a lot because it's been a while.
Yeah. I stopped watching, I don't know, like 15, 20 years ago.
Right, right.
And it's existed for 30-something. Does Apu, did they, like, kill him off? Does he exist?
I don't remember an Apu.
Oh, come on, Emmanuel, you've never watched The Simpsons, then. Come on now.
I guess I was a passive watcher.
Shep, where's Apu?
Is it true you once worked 96 hours straight?
Oh, yes. It was horrible, I tell you.
Oh, my God, Shep. You're the worst.
That's Apu.
I know it's Apu.
We're not doing anything demonstrative. That's how he sounds on The Simpsons.
I know, right. But did they get rid of...
I have Hank Azaria on speed dial. Let me ask him, JR.
I know, but I feel that they stopped, and I this is, shows me how where I'm at in life. I'd prefer nothing more than to lay on my back and watch The Simpsons and Family Guy. But I feel like Apu is like culturally insensitive, right? No?
So I'm seeing Hank Azaria had to stop doing it.
So does that mean nobody does Apu?
I'm looking at season 34. He has not appeared in season 34. That's what I'm seeing.
Is this the latest one?
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, can you pronounce his, I would give you anything you wanted if you could pronounce Apu's last name.
I know his last name is Hapadapadakadalan or something like that, right?
It's almost as tough as Tua's. And not the tongue of Iloa, his actual last name.
Apu?
Well, Apu's last name.
You say it. What is it? I don't know.
No. You did.
I've heard him say it before. I've heard Apu
better than I would. It's Nahas Prima Payatash Shah.
Yes, yes. Yeah, right.
That's the best I got with that. And it's no disrespect to Apu or anybody that likes him or follows his culture. I just am not great at those kind of pronunciations
because
I'm limited in my own, speaking.
He was just too – he was racially insensitive, so they had to kick him off TV, I guess. Apu.
Okay, so call me insensitive for this. Why is – do you think society has gotten a little too sensitive over things of this nature? I don't think it was really offending anybody. I just think people like a cause, and they like going after people that,
Well, they said the white man played. They said the white man played Apu, so he can't do it anymore.
Well, if we really want to go back in time, and I'm not saying that I co-sign this or endorse this, but I mean Mickey Rooney, Breakfast at Tiffany's, he was playing an Asian landlord. Mickey Rooney, I know you know this, J.R. Emanuel. I'm sure you know this too. He's white Irish.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, were a lot of cases where people didn't receive jobs, but I think in regards to a cartoon, not all that bothered. How about South Park last week did an entire episode about being politically correct? And I don't know, I heard about Apu, the man said 7-Eleven. I remember Apu working at the Quickie Mart, and Apu is... Apu was a fun character. Like, it's just like it's a cartoon. Like, let's get over it. I don't know if anybody was complaining. It's not like these were the Washington Commanders where there were a lot of people who were offended and some weren't. I never heard outrage or enough outrage when it came down to Apu. But...
Oh, my God, they killed Kilkenny.
Oh, they doing more than that now, man. And South Park, another in politically correct show that is saying wild things. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a Packers fan. I'm from Wisconsin. I want to see the Buccaneers come back into Green Bay. I want my Packers to get revenge and beat Tom Brady, because to be the best, you got to beat the best. Ric Flair, huh? Woo, nature boy.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's crazy. Ric Flair he's going to AEW? I know this man going to wrestle again. Somebody tell Ric Flair to, no, please, don't do anything. We do not need another Ric Flair retirement match. We do not. I know Ric Flair, man, Ric Flair, is he indestructible? Does he still have a liver? The guy survived a plane crash and almost died, not on the plane. Yeah, he could have died on the plane. He almost died due to, I don't know, liver failure, kidney. I don't know, but he's still here. Go ahead, have another match. I mean, damn it, if Ric Flair wants to go out in the ring, then what better way to do it? Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, why the hell we were talking about Apu, I have no idea. Yeah, Apu from The Simpsons. We had one caller call up and tell us about a 7-Eleven. It made me think of Apu. And I'm like, well, Apu really doesn't exist. The world is so politically correct that, I don't know, maybe The Simpsons had to kill him off. I have no idea. But someone who's actually returning, by the way, is an NFL player. It's Deshaun Watson. He is not going anywhere. He has survived his own personal issues with massage therapists. But he's coming back from a shoulder issue. He got busted up a few weeks ago. He really hasn't played in more than a month. I think his last game was like September 24th, where he really saw his way through an entire game. And unfortunately for Browns fans, they've had to sit through watching like a P.J. Walker. And yes, they lost to Seattle, but while he has been gone, they've gone 2-2. And so you could say that the Browns still have some life. And Deshaun Watson is now finally going to return against the Arizona Cardinals. Not too shabby of a team to make your return against. It's like a soft landing. And so head coach Kevin Stefanski, he made it very clear that Deshaun Watson is back and he is starting.
Who started at quarterback for you Sunday?
Deshaun.
Was he full today?
Yes.
Just what has this week been like as far as his progression, and has he ramped up, so to speak, each day, I guess?
Yeah, I would say every day has been a ramp up, making progress every day. Limited the first couple days, but really good practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I think that's was really important, and I thought he did a nice job.
Oh, okay. Well, now we get to go from P.J. Walker, XFL guy, to Deshaun Watson. I don't even know what the hell to call him. Kevin Stefanski said, yeah, we're going to have to do some things different.
How much do you have to adjust things so he doesn't take a big hit like that? I mean, it's inevitable he's going to take a shot at some point.
You know, Deshaun's been playing this game for a long time. He understands how to protect himself. As you can imagine, our offense, our offensive line, you want to protect your quarterback, but you also understand the game. So he knows how to protect himself. He knows when to get out of bounds, when to slide, those type of things. But he's also he's a very competitive player, and he makes plays with his feet. So it's all part of the game.
Okay, all right. Let's see how he performs out there. This ain't flag football. And speaking of flag football, man, I got a story about that. Shep, you heard about flag football in the Olympics? You heard about that?
Well, JR, not only did I hear about it, but the best player on planet Earth heard about it too.
Yeah, there's going to be flag football. You know what? Let's talk about that next hour. There's really going to be, don't you, who the hell else on Earth is playing flag? You know what? I'm going to talk about that next hour. We'll get there.
Hey, JR, very quickly, I know we got a lot of calls. We may see flag football as a professional sport the way we're going with safety and concussion protocol. Maybe not right away, but in the near future, that's on the table, JR. You mark my words.
Yeah, well, you can't hit nobody now anyway. Hey, let's try to get to some of these calls before we keep rolling on. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Glenn is calling from Toronto. What's up, Glenn?
Okay, well, first off, Apu's last name is Napasapeta Pilon, just to let you know.
Great.
I don't think you guys got it, but
In
terms of the 49ers, I wanted to do you think that are they still your number one pick in the NFC, or do you think it's now Philly?
It moves as the season goes on. I still feel confident in the 49ers, yes.
Yeah. Do you think that was McCaffrey still out, or who was it that was hurt? Was it that
McCaffrey? McCaffrey is fine at this point. They were worried about his oblique, but he was fine.
Yeah, yeah. One thing about our favorite, my least favorite player in the NBA. Can you explain to me why anyone wants to sign James Harden? Why they would trade for him? Because
I have an answer. I got an answer for you. I got a lot of people here. Can I give the answer?
Yeah.
When you are the Los Angeles Clippers and you are already in so deep, it does you no harm to go ahead and add a player for insurance. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Yeah. You have a great night, man.
You as well, Glenn. Thank you for calling from Toronto. I was hoping to get on another call, but I can't now. Shep, I got to wait until the next break, right?
Yeah, but the good news is if they are waiting on hold, we're definitely going to get to them. The show's not ending.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. So if you're on hold, I'll make sure to get you on 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Unlike James Harden, I'm not going to ask to be traded. My ass is going to be right here on the other side of the break. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. And, yeah, I want to talk to you about this flag football thing. Yeah, the NFL might be turning into flag football, but we might also have it in the Olympics? What? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
This holiday season, ask for concert and comedy tickets. Create your wish list at LiveNation.com. Choose from thousands of the hottest shows, including Chelsea Handler, Doja Cat, Jonas Brothers, New Kids on the Block, Niall Horan, Tim McGraw, and more. Just sign in, add your favorite shows, and send a helpful hint to family and friends. It's never been easier to get what you want. An unforgettable night out with your favorite artists. Create your wish list today at LiveNation.com/wishlist.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.